Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, God wants to guide you, my friend. He wants to guide you in His truth. And that's the truth you really need to depend on, not the truth or so-called truth of this world. And He wants to teach you, oh, about His love and His care for you. For He's your Savior, and your hope is in Him all day long. I'm praying for that. Kimberly is praying for that. We want you to know that we want the very best for you.
That's right.
Absolutely the very best. And as we come on the radio every day, that's what we want to teach you, that God loves you. He's loved us through all the hard times and the different stages of our personalities, Kimberly.
In our lives, right?
The stubbornness and the, stubbornness and the pride and all of that. And God is there. God is there at every step of the way. It's so wonderful to know that He's going to bless us as we look to Him and are guided by Him.
You are
blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And if you would like to listen to Call to Freedom, if you didn't get part of a program, you know what you can do? On your phone as well. Go to freedomstreet.org, go to resources there, and click on radio shows. You can hear it over and over and over again if you really want to. And or you could get an app, a KLTT app, and that's 670KLTT.com. And I am so grateful that Call to Freedom can come to you live Monday through Thursday. Friday, we have encore shows with Darren, but Monday through Thursday, we're live. And it's a blessing to be able to let you know what's going on in this world so you can be prayed up on current events. Right before the program, Kimberly, you and I were praying for President Trump. He's going to be going to Alaska, hopefully bringing together two arch enemies, and that's Putin and Zelensky, and bringing peace to that war-torn part of the world. And we prayed for favor for President Trump. We prayed against war. We prayed for peace and a coming together, a humility, in the heart of Putin and Zelensky. That they would put the people before their desires.
That they would have hearts of flesh. That the stony hearts would be pulled out.
Yes.
And that the Lord would put hearts of flesh, soft hearts in these men.
Yes.
That they would care about the people of God. Because all are His people. He created them all, and He cares about all of them. So we want the leaders of the world to care also.
Oh, amen. Amen to that. So I hope that you will be praying as, you know, you're going to listen to some news on your phone or on TV. And as you listen to the news events coming up, you want to be praying, not just saying, oh, wow, look what's going on. You want to be praying for those people or that person or even Caroline, who is in the the room all the time with all these reporters. Pray for those people as you see them. Oh, what a job. And Pam Bondi, I have been praying for her, especially Kimberly. What a load this attorney general has, the attorney general of the United States. And so we need to pray for these people, earnestly pray, ask God to give them favor, ask God to give them peace and comfort in whatever they're doing.
Yes, and that they would accomplish what He wants for them so that His kingdom can come to this earth.
Yes.
That's what we want.
That's right. We want that. Praise the Lord. Well, our memory verse for this week as 1 Peter 4, verse 8, and I'm going to read in the New Living Translation, 1 Peter 4, 7, 8, and 9. This is so good. Peter has really grown. Talk about somebody who was a loudmouth, who had his foot in his mouth a lot of the time. Oh, what a wonderful spiritual transition Peter went through. And God is able to do that, yes, even in you. When you find something, you know, you're weak in some area, or you don't feel like you're communicating with people, just ask Holy Spirit to help you to communicate. He will. He'll do it. And here it's in 1 Peter 4, 7 through 9. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, this is what he's emphasizing, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Just think of that. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. I want to tell you, if you see a friend that's in sin, you pray for them. Yes, and show your love for them, even in their with their issues, and even when they're obnoxious and they're going through a change in their life, you pray for them and love them. Invite them to lunch or do something special for them. But cheerfully share with those who have a need, with whatever the need, because you know God loves them as well. And in the Message translation, 1 Peter 4, 8, 9 says, everything in the world is about to be wrapped up, so take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Oh, I love that.
Yes.
We don't look to love like that. As if your love your life depended on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Love makes up for practically everything. Be quick to give a meal to the hungry, a bed to the homeless cheerfully. Be generous with the different things God gave you, passing them around so all get in on it. If words, let it be God's words. If help, let it be God's hearty help.
Yes.
That way God's bright presence will be evident in everything through Jesus, and he'll get all the credit. That's what we want. We want him to get all the credit and give him all the glory. Praise the Lord for Peter. I am reading through 1 Peter in the Word Power for Every Hour. You can also download the Bible guide if you don't have a guide to take you through the Bible this year. I do that every year, and it's been a blessing, such a blessing these 50 years. Wow. This is my 50th year, Kimberly. It's just amazing.
Nice.
It's like I thought of the different radio programs we've done, and we've done close to 6,000 now in almost 30 years.
Wow.
And the faithfulness of God in all this.
Yeah, I have a neighbor. I remember asking her if she's read the Bible, and she said, I read that once. And it's interesting to me how many people will have that kind of a perspective. It's a book that you would read once, and you read it once.
Yeah.
But it's alive.
It is.
You're getting more out of it now than you did ever before.
That's right.
Right? There's more and more revelation that comes from this book that is the Word of God. It's his alive and active Word.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful book.
It sure is.
And you really cannot describe how alive it is. Get into it. You're not going to regret it.
No, you're not. You're not going to regret it. I know that I heard Creflo say, the more I get, Creflo Dollar, of course, he's one of my favorite teachers, the more you get into the Word of God, the less you know. So we've got to continue to be students of the Word of God.
And the more revelation he starts pouring out, that's when you realize, oh, I really don't know anything at all.
That's right.
I was just looking at the Orthodox Jewish translation of 1 Peter 4, because they have this written out, so they have a translation, and in verse 9 it says, practice hospitality with one another without kvetching, without complaining.
That's right, kvetching means complaining. Yes.
And practicing hospitality, practicing being compassionate, opening your home, providing for others without complaining, doing that, do we know how to do that really well? You know, and that's just one of those ways that we become like the Lord. We open our homes to each other without giving any thought to it and provide for others. And we're not judging them for where they're at. We're just helping them out in life. This is what God is doing for each and every one of us every day.
Yes. Amen.
I had a couple of comments. I'm just so thankful for you listeners. Thank you for your encouragement. I don't say it often enough on the air, just how much we appreciate all the encouraging emails and phone calls and texts. And thank you for that. You are an amazing bunch of people. And thank you for the criticism, too. Every now and then we get that, too. And I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for any of you who want to reach out. Mm-hmm. Mom, we were talking about that earlier. Mom, you know that I just like to hear from people. Mm-hmm. And I don't yes. mind what the perspective is.
That's right.
Just let me know. You've got a heartbeat.
That's right.
And that's fun. But I heard from someone that was talking about yesterday, we mentioned being in our 20s. When we're in the age group of the 20s and 30s, we care a lot about what other people think of us, and we're building relationships. By the time we get to our 40s, we don't care as much. We care less about that. And we might be pursuing other things that mm-hmm. would bring happiness or contentment mm-hmm. in our life, whether that's career or education or whatever that might be. When we make it to our 60s, that's when we figure out that no human being really cares about us. Because
few do. Yes.
Well, humans are just way too self-absorbed. Mm-hmm. That's just the nature of humanity.
Yes.
And so they can be so self-absorbed that they're not really caring about someone else more than themselves.
Yes.
And that's true, I think, about every human. I can say it's true about myself. I have to work really hard to just keep myself in God's hands, mm-hmm. controlled by love, the
yes.
self-control.
Yes.
So you make it to your 60s and you figure that out. And really what we're saying is that it's God. He's the one who has been caring for us our whole life. And he's doing it through other people. It's been him all along, mm-hmm. but he's doing it through others. It's him. It's not humans.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. And Mark called in today. I'm just going to say thank you, Mark, for adding a few more reflective words on this scenario, just saying that our perfect God uses imperfect people as his vessels to deliver his love. And what a miracle that is. Such a miracle. So being able to meditate on that and realize, oh, all along, this has been your story, God.
That's right.
Not mine, not another human being's, not about being educated, being healthy, not that there's anything wrong with the education or the health or the wealth or the career and the position. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But you, I was made for you, God,
mm-hmm.
but God. But God, you know what? You have so many good notes. I'm going to let you have a chance to read some of your notes there and your scriptures you have.
You know, I was thinking about the time that I was dating your father. It's really unusual of God. I had gone through that. This was my fourth year of college. I had finally laid down that finding someone in college, you know, a partner, a life mm-hmm. partner. And I was going to go home and help my dad with his real estate business. Mm-hmm. And that last month, wow, God's timing is just
yes.
amazing.
Perfect.
I was just getting ready to go home. Mm-hmm. And in March, your father, right before we closed the year of school, he asked me out.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in a month and a half, changed my whole life,
yeah.
inside and outside.
Wow.
Because we were married in May. March
His
to
time.
May. And
His
I did know your dad
him
for 4 years.
Along.
That's right.
It was the Lord.
It was God.
All
because
along.
I laid it down and yeah. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do with you what you want to.
Mm-hmm.
If that means coming back to business with my dad, I'm really happy to do that. So, it really takes a humbling of maybe your desires and your deep, maybe wants and needs that you just lay that down. Lay your down all those desires, and God is going to come to your aid and benefit. I mean, mm. it was wonderful.
It's having that perspective that is a heavenly perspective mm-hmm. of what we're here for.
Yes.
Our purpose here is not for any of those other things. It's not for relationships mm-hmm. or a career or money or health. That's not what mm-hmm. we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for Him.
Communion with God.
Yes.
Yes.
And so when we finally realize that and lay down the other things and start chasing after Him, guess what? The other things do come along.
They do.
We're not chasing him for those other things. We want to chase him for who he is. We want to pursue God because he's pursuing us.
That's right. Oh, one of my verses, Philippians 4:13 was one of them. But in college, the other verse was Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things that you worry about and you get anxious about, they're all going to be added. Holy Spirit's going to see that you are fed, that you are clothed, and that you have a roof over your head. What kind of roof? We don't know sometimes, but you're going to be safe in his arms. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Well, yesterday we started talking about living in the love of God,
right.
Kimberly. And our demands in the flesh are hoping for a better life, not realizing that our direction in life has demanded worship of a false God.
I think that's what we're talking about. When you are pursuing other things first and not God first, those are the false gods.
That's right.
Keep going.
The world. Oh, the world system that most of the time gets our attention, and it does. So we resolve to find joy in this life, and again, we're deceived by the world, the flesh, and the enemy, Satan, who, remember, comes as an angel of light. And you can find that in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. He comes as an angel of light. And I want to tell you that Paul here in 2 Corinthians 11 is talking about false ideologies, false religions, false prophets. Mm-hmm. There are going to be men and women out there that are going to try to woo you away from the truth of God's word.
And it's elevating anything that is not God first. And that's exactly what happened in the garden with
yes.
Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
There's the enemy right there. He's putting light on the one tree. The one tree.
The one tree.
You know how many other hundreds of trees and bushes and all kinds of vines did they get to eat from? But one tree. He puts a light on it, right? The angel of light starts causing you to see with your eyes this spotlight on this one thing that you
right.
really want, and it's not God.
Mm-hmm. So Paul is really warning members of the church. That's us. And he says, no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their deeds. And if they don't give their hearts to the Lord, they're going to go to that place down below. So you know that. And Paul said in the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. See, unbelievers do not see Christ as their greatest treasure. Neither do most believers. We live as blind people chasing after the light we can see with our physical eyes.
That spotlight that we get our eyes on.
That's right. And the satisfaction that blessings bring, and not valuing the light we cannot see, the glory of Christ.
And it's a better light.
Yes, absolutely. The truth is, it could be different. We could live a new life. For it says in 2 Corinthians 4:6, let the light shine out of the darkness. See, he made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the very face of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, when we look to Jesus, Kimberly, that light just beams down on us. It's so amazing.
We're looking to his example. We're looking to the fact that he loved so well. He never had a self-absorbed love. He came here. Do you know how it all started? He came as one of the Godhead. We've got a triune Godhead that we Christians believe. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and they're all spirit. And he came to take on flesh. And do you know, that is not a self-absorbed decision. Wow, to be a spirit being that is completely unlimited in every way and take on the limitation of flesh because he loves us so much, that is not a self-absorbed love.
It is not.
That is an unselfish love. And so that is our example, getting to see what God himself has done to take on the flesh. And he didn't just take on flesh and then die here and then was raised from the dead and went back to his spirit being, he is still in that flesh body that was raised from the dead.
With scars in his hands and feet. And we know that it's, I want to ask you, if you went to heaven and God told you, well, you can go back and live in that physical body, or you can live in this eternal, immortal body, what would you do? Well, I wouldn't want the wrinkles anymore and the sags anymore and the all of the things that we go to doctors for and plastic surgery for. If you would think of the money that you've put to make yourself look better.
And feel better. The
medications and feel better. Oh, yeah.
Surgeries, yeah.
You'd want that new body.
Right.
Yes. And Jesus, he poured out himself in a physical body.
Yes.
I can't even begin to imagine.
And that's the, when we say looking to Jesus, or when we say that we're giving ourselves to Jesus, we are giving ourselves over to a different attitude of loving.
Yes.
We're giving ourselves over to a new way of loving. Instead of avoiding the difficult, instead of avoiding the difficult people and the difficult situations, we are learning to love in such a way that we're willing to see a different perspective. We're willing to see where someone else is coming from that makes them difficult.
That's right. Yes.
We want that willingness. He's so willing. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful, humble, gentle, lowly, willing heart.
Well, John Piper says, and he's a wonderful author, and when we are satisfied in him, we are crucified to the world and to the flesh. And you can read that in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. The devil loses his foothold in our lives. We can learn to exalt, E-X-U-L-T, and that means to spin around and dance.
Celebrate.
Yes, celebrate. That's right, Kimberly. Not in the prospect of a better life of blessings, but in the better hope of the glory of God.
That's it. That's it.
So good.
And when we have our focus on him and we are celebrating him and the way he's inviting us into relationship with him, then everything else here, what's the song? It's like shadows. It fades. It just fades away.
Yes.
And that's what we want. We want to be able to live here with our eyes on glory, on the glory that's due his name. Mm-hmm. And that's how we bring his kingdom to this earth, is to stay focused on him. Now, that's something, you know, when we were talking about our 20s, our 40s, our 60s, it doesn't have to be age-related like that. Mm-hmm. The Lord can give us revelation at any point in our life. That's we right. are praying. I know there's a huge group of people praying. You out there listening, we are praying that the eyes of his people will be opened and long for him more than they long for what they want.
That's right.
Long for him to have his dream come true.
Well, if your life is made up of me, 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 you'll find yourself very alone and in want. In Christ, it's all about others. It's humility. And that's the antidote for pride, placing your life in God's hand and submitting to God's ways. And you say, why should I submit to his ways? I'm doing pretty good. Because God's ways are perfect. There is nothing that he would come against you about. He is his love is absolutely unconditional and forever. And as you examine your days, how much of that day do you spend in thoughts about yourself, or going shopping for yourself, or grabbing something to eat for yourself? We can and must change our attitudes about self and begin to realize that we are here to worship and commune with God, and we are also here for others.
You know, and what does that look like on a daily basis, just in a practical way? I've been asking the Lord for years, will you help me live with you? Even when it comes to the things that I put in my mouth, when I think I need a drink of water, or I think I need something besides water or food. You know, I want this to be us together. I want to feast with you. What do you want in this body? This is your temple.
That's right.
This is your temple. So what do you want? And asking those questions even before I put the food in my mouth, you know, I catch myself all the time just stuffing something in my mouth without even thinking that. And it's been years that I've been trying to practice that. So it takes a while. God knows that we are but dust. And that's from Psalm 139. He knows that we are but dust. That's all we are. We are but dust. right? Mm-hmm. We're weak. Yeah. But God, I love every single time that the Word of God says, but God, that He interrupts. I love Acts 7. It's talking about Joseph because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph. They sold him as a slave into Egypt, but God was with him. David, he was running from Saul day after day. Saul searched for David, but God did not give David into his hands. Don't we love it when God interrupts? He butts in. Mm-hmm. He butts in. Mm-hmm. He butts into the conversation, butts into the situation. That's what we want. If we're so in love with Him, we're not going to be afraid of entering into difficult situations with difficult people and being willing to see a new perspective, His perspective.
That's right.
Because He has got something else in store altogether, and it's beautiful, letting us be a vessel for His love and His light to come in and change this world. That is our purpose.
That's right.
Far beyond any education or health or wealth or relationship, that's our purpose.
I think of Psalm 73, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Where could I go from your spirit? And, oh, no, I'm thinking of Psalm 139.
Yes.
Yes. There is no place that I'd rather be on earth.
Yes,
than
nothing
with you.
I desire compares with you.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
So that's the kind of verse of scripture we want you to hold on to. Where could you go from His spirit? Nowhere. You can go to the deepest hell. He's there. Jesus was there when He led captivity captive. He loved those people that were in Gehenna from the Old Testament, loved them so much that He was willing to go down to hell and take the keys of the kingdom, that's death, and be victorious over that death. So praise God. I pray that you today will realize God's wonderful love, His assurance for you, and actually just say, Lord Jesus, be my Savior and Lord. I really give myself to you today. Praise the Lord.
Yes, we do that afresh and anew. We give ourselves to your love. May your love rule and reign in our lives, Lord.
Yes. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Remember, the website, freedomstreet.org, has a lot of stuff going on, so you can go there any time of the day. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.